She was part of the Air Force, I was part of the band. I always used to burst into my hand. My imagination, I was living my best life, living my parents' way before the pain penance and verbal penance. And my cancellation.
About the people, baby. Sitting east on the communista keisters, writing about their ejaculations. I like my men like I like my coffee, full of soy milk and so sweet it won't offend anybody while staining the pages of the nation. Oh yeah, Xanax and a new part. Well, I take care of my kids, she said.
Hello, Medford.
Hello.
I'm Amalia.
I'm Erin.
And this is Aftertaste, a little Sunday afternoon music for ya. We have a special format going every other week. It's going to be me and then Erin and then me and then Erin. And we're going to curate a special playlist, whether it's a theme, an artist, and just kind of talk you through it.
Mm-hmm. We've reached like a new like era in
rest in peace Gaslit in the Kitchen.
Literally never again. I'm sorry. Never again. It was a fun time, though. She had her moment.
Okay, so today is my day, and I had a really hard time figuring out what I was going to do, but I decided to do kind of the Amalia ID track. So I'm really big on like listening to every single genre that you possibly can. So I've just curated a playlist of all of my favorite songs from as many different genres.
Ooh.
And I'm gonna kind of let some play, talk about some. So the first song that you just heard is called Part of the Band by the 1975, which is, as Aaron knows, my favorite band. That's a pretty brilliant song. It was originally like when they were writing it, there's a lot of cello and string instruments in that song, and no one in the band knows how to play string instruments.
Then
so
who
they
was it?
They literally just like played noises and then like cut them together to make it sound like someone was playing a cello. It's
oh my
crazy.
God.
I have so much love for that song. The next song I'm gonna play is called Anna by the Pixies. Another one of my favorite bands. Okay.
And when he's lonesome and feeling love starved, I'll be there to feed it.
And that was Daydreaming by Aretha Franklin. You seriously cannot go wrong. I love to daydream. I love Aretha Franklin. Mommy, etc.
etc. Yeah, one of my all-time favorites. All right, we got a very extreme genre switch here. I have, in the last couple of years, been slowly diving into the world of Blade, and that's very cliche arcade of me. Blade is a Swedish musician. Swedish? Super interesting stuff. Very genre bending. One of my favorite artists of all time is Young Lean. Works a lot with Young Lean. I mean, they've made, you know, and produced each other's music for years, but I will ease listeners in to Blade, and this song features another one of my favorite artists, Echo 2K, with a song called Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. And it's not that Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. Not the one you're thinking of.
No.
But yeah, here is Blade and Echo 2K.
should stay home. Somebody picking out a body of somebody they get to love. Somebody lacking in desire. The type of just don't fuck. A supreme gentleman with a gun in his hand, looking for somebody to love.
All right, that was Looking for Somebody to Love, again, by the 1975. Surprise, surprise.
Mm-hmm.
This next one is a staple to my brain, my childhood, my well-being.
Mm.
And if my dad is listening, I don't know if he's listening. He said he would. This song is for him. He showed me this song.
Shout out, Mike, man.
Shout out, Mike. We love you, Mike.
We love you.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no, I can take you high. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Oh, I'm on fire.
I'm going to try not to talk after every song, every show. But that was I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen. And up next is the first of many Young Lean that you're going to hear.
Sorry.
And
okay, I'm
that
serious.
Reaction. No, I. You know what? I'm not gonna take myself seriously with listening to Young Lean, but I will say that my mission by the end of this semester is to make listeners and Aaron a Young Lean fan, and I think I can do it because he got a pretty broad spectrum of music, and so this first one that I'm going to show you is called Porcelain, and it's actually released under the name Jonathan Leendoor 96. And Young Lean's real name is Jonathan, and this is a project that he started in 2016. And it is not the same genre of music that he puts out under Young Lean. It's super experimental. He's got some acoustic songs. He's got some kind of, you know, indie rock songs, and this one I'm about to play is kind of like almost like a spoken word little poem song, and it was like my third most listened to song of 2022. So welcome to the wonderful journey of
Jonathan.
Young Lean of Jonathan. And this is Porcelain.
Porcelain windows at a bus ends, rope men swinging axe in the abyss of sunlight, twilight dreams in an obscene dimension of leather heels and cigarettes, white Porsche in a Las Vegas motel, looking through the pink glass over the black mountains while goats run free and bats hang upside down in the chandeliers. Chandeliers. Alright, sorry, let me do it again. Black finished roses, circling white roses, forming a cross in this untamed, ravishing yard. Not any cross, but a cross of hate, a cross of shattered dreams and innocent tomorrows that never came. Black finished liquor swirls around his goblet as the fat one dines in his hall with the fascists of Europe. The night was becoming morning, and the smell of wet grass and burnt cigarettes took upon them as they march out for the yearly hunt. Under your wings, under your wings, under your wings, under your wings, there's a lonely desire. You saw my fire, trapped with rest in the spider. I don't wanna fall.
To walk down to turn, get a good look at my ways, and hell, maybe I've learned something from bringing out my shame. I had to lay down with her if just to see it was the same thing that got me before. Just as I said I'd be, at least as bad as you. Have me, though you're tired from that long walk over the chasm. But my idea of love is that it's lasting. But my idea of love is that it's lasting.
put yourself up against others' feelings, and it left you feeling empty as a car coasting downhill. I had become such a negative person. It was all just an act. It was all so easily stripped away. But if we learn how to live like this, maybe we can learn how to start again. Like a child who's never done wrong, who hasn't taken that first step. We are not a proud race. It's not a race at all. We're just trying. I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, put it out of your mind. Perish the thought, there's no comfort in responsibility. Drunk drivers, it doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Killer whales, killer whales. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Killer whales, killer whales. Use that voice in your head, giving you shit again. But you know he loves you, and he doesn't mean to cause you pain. Please listen to him. It's not too late. Turn off the engine, get out of the car and start to walk. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers, drunk drivers. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Kill the whales, kill the whales. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Kill the whales, kill the whales.
That was Drunk Drivers, Killer Whales by Car Seat Headrest, a band that is a staple to my early teen years. We have about 20 more minutes of our show, so we're going to do a little
segment.
Little talking segment.
As you will, yes.
Play some more songs and aftertaste will be done for the afternoon.
Aw.
Sad.
But not yet. We're not there just yet. So, yeah. So, let's dive into what I like to call It's not that creative because I literally just, we just decided to do this like 2 seconds ago. But this will be 5 questions for Amalia. And it has to be said in that voice or else. Okay.
Yes. Welcome to 5 questions for Amalia.
Yes. And they're coming off the top of my brain. So
sounds good.
Here we go. So the first question I have for you is, who was the top artist of your year last year, 2022?
Of 2022, it was trusty old Frank Ocean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Record-breaking number of... it was like 60,000 minutes of Blonde.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. And I think Blonde is one of the best albums, amen, like, ever created. I say one of the best.
Okay.
I think it's a near-perfect album, and so I listened mm-hmm. to that the whole year.
Are you in support of another Frank album, or...
If he does not come out with a new album this year, I'm gonna throw some hands with that man. It's been too long. He's been leaving me hanging. But he left me hanging with a good album.
Like a really good album.
Like a really, like to tide me over, what? Blonde came out in 2016. That's a long time.
Yeah, that is a long time.
No, maybe it was, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that was my top artist.
Good to know.
The year.
Let's pretend that was one question, though.
Okay.
Second question is, what project are you currently working on? Could be any.
Ooh, that's interesting. I'm working on a painting right now.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm also working on a balaclava right here. Mm-hmm. We're knitting.
You can hear the clinking in the background. it's the needles.
Give them a little ASMR.
Are you okay?
We'll just tap your needles together. we like to knit and listen to music.
That's what we've been doing this entire time.
Yeah. So that's, I'm knitting a little hood for winter.
I like that. Okay, third question. Favorite animal?
These are not music related, Shoddy.
Okay, fine. Favorite lyric?
Ooh.
Ever.
Oh, that's so hard.
Haha. Caught you.
I think, a line from Love It If We Made It by the 1975. Poetry is on the streets. Jesus save us. Modernity has failed us. Love It If We Made It. And it's a really interesting reference to, a revolution that occurred in the streets of France in the 1960s. And there was a photography book that documented it. That's a very famous and very beautiful book called Art is in the Streets, something like that. Anyway, there's a lot of history behind that lyric, but I really like it. It has a lot of really interesting history to it. So, yeah.
That is so beautiful. What?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Or like any Phoebe Bridgers lyric.
Amen.
Emotional Affair.
Amen.
Overly Sincere. Smoking in Your Car, Windows Down.
Okay. All
right. Crocodile Tears Till the Tap Runs Clear.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay. I don't even know what question that was. Okay.
Four.
I'm gonna. That was
three.
Four.
Three.
Three. Mm-hmm. Okay. Four is what is. What is your favorite song off of the roster today?
Oh, off of the roster today.
The roster? Is that the queue?
The queue.
I don't know.
I would probably say it's so hard to pick because these are all of my favorite songs, but Part of the Band, which is the first song mm-hmm. that I played, and then, I mean, obviously, I'm going to play Self Control.
Mm-hmm. We'll get there.
That's next up.
And lastly, are there any concerts that you're going to this year in 2023?
Yes.
Or if not... Oh, okay.
I'm going in February to a Jadu Heart concert.
Hello.
And Jadu Heart is a duo who... They do very interesting music, but... kind of, I don't even know how to describe it. Anyway, I'm very excited, very sentimental band to me, and I'm going with my best friend, so it's gonna be very fun.
Out here in Boston?
Yeah, they're playing, I don't know, I think it's just, I want to say MGM.
Okay.
But I think MGM's kind of big. Yeah. I don't know.
Right, guys, you guys should pull up too.
Pull up to Jadu Heart. Tickets are still on sale. Phenomenal, mind-bending, emotional music. Also very dance music-y.
Ooh.
So. All right. That was 5 questions. Thank you, Aaron.
5 questions with Amalia.
Thank you so much for that. So the next song I'm gonna play, as I mentioned, is Self Control by Frank Ocean, and we got a little fun fact in here because I love fun facts about music. Frank Ocean obviously was a real big deal when this album was being made, and Young Lean had actually kind of just gotten famous. He had had his first couple songs released, and Young Lean, or Frank Ocean, you know, called up this, whatever, Young Lean was maybe 17, called up this 17-year-old kid and said, I want you to come play on my album. And so Young Lean is actually featured on most of Blonde, which is really cool because I think it is the way that Frank Ocean talks about Young Lean's input on this album is really interesting, in that Jonathan is a musical genius. And so this song, Young Lean's actually on the chorus, but yeah, I think it was also produced by him. It's called Self Control. It's one of my favorite songs. I say that about every song before I play. Okay, enjoy.
About your summer last night. Little virgin, where's the white? You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Keep a place for me. Between us, there's nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing. Keep a place for me. For me.
Now and then you miss it. Sounds make you cry. Some nights you dance with tears in your eyes. Cause you see me like a UFO. That's like never. Cause I made you use your self-control, and you made me lose my self-control. My self-control.
Keep a place for me, for me. I'll sleep between y'all, it's nothing. Keep a place for me, it's nothing, it's nothing. It's nothing, it's nothing.
Give up.
just a night, night, night. I know you got someone coming. You're spitting game. Oh, you got it.
Mercury calling, strawberry midnight moon. My girl sending signals, say come back soon. Put the wig on, empty stage sicko. Strobe lights on, never, never gonna get home. Makeup stars shine thick low, makeup and I let go. Yeah, it's all a puzzle and a riddle. Same shit, new date, money in the suitcase. Memories do fit, yeah they do fit. I'm alone at a Chinese restaurant. Late night, same flies and shiny emeralds. I have sex, write songs and stay decadent. Yeah, I need decadence, yeah I need one more chance. Have a number with the devil if he lets you dance. I like life, yeah, when it makes no sense. I'll be your free girl and your gentleman. Sit in the couch, yeah, with your leather pants.
I'm stealing flow like water. I'm stealing flow like water.
Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, fruits, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Message approved by Amalia and their Costco-sized bag of Philippine dried mangoes underneath my bed.
Mm-hmm. That is all the time we have got for you today. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Amalia.
And I'm Erin.
And this has been Aftertaste. Thank you.
Bye!